done, tell Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that the earth, the mountain, the human beings, animals, anything in between should be created in such a way. Allah says, although I have created in such a way, in a best way, and definitely they are created in such a way because of a goal and a cause behind that. None of these are created as a vain, useless, unfruitful. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, I have created you and everything because of destination, a special destination and a special goal. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in one verse, you should not imagine or think that we have created you for nothing. It is impossible. If I have created the animals, the earth, and anything between the heaven and earth for the human beings, it is impossible to say that Allah has created the human being for nothing. The judgment day is the goal. And also to know Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is a goal. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I have not created jinn and the mankind unless they will know me and they will worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Please listen to verse 12 and 13.
وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا
وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا And we made above you seven strong ones. وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا And we made a shining lamp. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is talking about the managing and conducting this world, he wants to say that this world is created, this system is based on the cause and effect. The system of cause and effect is the system that nothing in this world will be made or something happen in it unless because of the cause. So anything in this world has a cause. Even any activity has a cause. If you see a picture, definitely you will find out that there is somebody behind that. Somebody has taken this picture. It means you will see the effect and you will find out that there is a cause before that. The children are the effect of their father. The father are the cause. The fathers themselves, at the same time that they are causes for their children, they are effects for their parents. This is the system of this world. So anything is organized very well. This is the reason that we believe that if we do something good, we see the good result and good fruit of that. And if we oppress other people, definitely, automatically we will be punished. In a nature, this is a nature, this is the way that the world is created in such a way. This is the reason that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is talking about the light, about the sun, about the cloud, about the winter, summer, rain, for example. He says that, for example, we made a grains, plants, and by the clouds and by water we helped them to grow up. It means they will not be grow up unless by their causes. Of course, if Allah decides, they will grow even without water, but Allah doesn't want it. Allah wants that everything will be done through their normal way. It means the way of cause and effect. This is the reason that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَحَاجًا as we are going to talk about it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَحَاجًا and we made a shining lamp. Allah created the sun, and by the sun the plants are growing so fast. They will take the power from it. وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْغَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا and Allah says, we made above you seven strong heavens. Please listen to verse 14 to 16.
وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا.
Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُؤْصِرَاتِ مَاءً سَجَّاجًا and we send down from the clouds water pouring forth abundantly. لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا that we may bring forth thereby corn and herbs. وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا and gardens dense and luxuriant. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about مُؤْصِرَات وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُؤْصِرَاتِ مَاءً سَجَّاجًا, مُؤْصِرَات means something which is squeezed and very tightened. Either Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is talking about the clouds, that the clouds are squeezed and the water and rains are coming from that. Or mu'sirat is the attributes of the wind. The wind is so tightened and so squeezed that causes the clouds will come together and the rains come out of that. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when we read these verses from Quran, وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَحَاجًا مَاءً سَجَّاجًا حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا, we will understand that the verses of Quran has a special tone and a special music at the same time that it is not poem. It has a special tone for itself. وَحَاجًا سَجَّاجًا نَبَاتًا. When he talks about hab, seeds, he says that we gave the water until the seeds will grow in a wonderful way. We will understand that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not neglect even one seed. Anything the seed needs, Allah prepared for that. If in some areas, some places, we don't have plants, most of the time the problem is ourselves. We didn't do the job properly. Otherwise, Allah has created everything in the best way. لِنُخْرَجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to remind us that the earth was dead, and through water and seeds we made it alive. For Judgment Day also we are able to give the life to the human being, to the mankind who were dead. So if Allah is able to bring the trees which was dead to be alive, Allah is able to give the life to the mankind who were dead again. Please listen to verse 17 and 18.
إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا.
إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا. Surely the day of decision is appointed. يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا. A day when the trumpet is blown and you come in multitudes. When we talk about Judgment Day, Judgment Day has several names. One of the names for Judgment Day is Yawm al-Jam, and one is Yawm al-Fasl. Yawm al-Jam is the day of gathering, the day that all people from the beginning until end, they will gather in such a day. This is Yawm al-Jam. Wa Yawm al-Fasl, the day of separation, the day that the truth will be separated from vain. The truth from something that is useless and vain are separated from each other. Good people and bad people, they will be separated from each other. The people who are going to paradise and the people who are going to hell, they will be separated from each other. So this is Yawm al-Fasl, day of the day of separation. When we talk about Judgment Day, we have narrations that people are coming on Judgment Day and become alive, but in different shapes. Those people who have committed different sins, those people who were telltale